Mpumalanga, let's shift focus now. I'm joining by Steve Chote, local municipality's chairperson of council, also known as the speaker. Speaker Thato Mathunyane joining us now in conversation. Following that, council is alleged to have not wanted to defend a matter that has since been brought before the court by the Democratic Alliance. One of the parties also represented in council, but I understand today there was a council meeting or seating where council would have then made some form of a resolution. Let's gather those resolutions, whether they are in line with the information we've since received, that council does not want to defend the matter. They are now relegating it to the MEC of Kokstad, Speed Mashilo's office. Speaker, greetings as always. Great to talk to you.
Night, Musa, and greetings to all the listeners at home.
Yeah. Speaker, maybe let's understand the rationale. I'm reliably informed that today there was somewhat of a council resolution not to use the municipal lawyers, but you are defecting this matter to the MEC. Why is that? And are you then not having confidence on the panel of legal advice you have within the municipality?
Yeah, let me start by giving the background of the matter, Musa, so that you'll understand the context. Let me firstly start by saying that every party or a councillor that is in represented in council have a right to refer the matter to any court of law if he feels or they feel that the decision that has been taken by council, maybe they are not in agreement of it. They have a right to do so. But also, council has also a legal obligation. There is a legislative obligation to defend a decision that has been taken by council whenever the decision is challenged. Now, it is on those bases that council has taken a decision today to say that they will defend the decision that has been taken regarding the forensic investigation. Now, when coming to the issue of taking the matter to the MEC, Musa, you will remember that one of the responsibilities of the MEC, particularly Kokstad now here, Kokstad, is that they play an oversight role in municipalities. Now, it is important that they play that role and intervene. Now, because our internal panel of attorneys, some of them have been not necessarily implicated, but the right word is that they've dealt with the matter before and all that. And council felt that to be fair enough, let them be represented not by any outsider, but also request the office of the MEC to provide their legal firm that is in their panel of attorneys.
Yeah, but Speaker, that is, I'm not making sense of, that stance of counsel to say you are not going to use people who have dealt with the matter to represent it in court, but you rather want somebody who's within the purview of the MEC in terms of legal to come and assist the municipality. Maybe the rationale there. Why are you not using the very same people who are there, who are acquainted with the matter, who knows the matter, then your prospect of winning are high?
Yes, Musa, maybe I've left a part wherein I must also try to quote the resolution as per verbatim, but unfortunately it is not here with me, but yeah, I'll try to be as accurate as possible. Musa, the resolution states that council has lost confidence with the internal panel of attorneys, and therefore on those bases they also request the MEC to provide them with the or provide council with the attorneys.
Yeah, but that also opens up the council or council to many issues. Why are you still having then the panel if you can't use it? Why don't you then dissolve the panel? What are some of the...
Yeah, Musa, remember they are contracted to the institutions.
Yeah.
But I can safely say that there is an advert that was out not long ago, wherein we're inviting the attorneys or law firms to make submission of a tender so that they can be shortlisted and form part of the new panel of attorneys.
I hear you. So in essence, what you're saying, Speaker, is that you are now reliant on the Cogstar department. Should they then not accede, then who carries the cost? Because every decision bears costings involved. For instance, if it's not the municipality that appoints these firm, who then will be paying this firm if it comes from the Cogstar department? How is that arrangement going to be carried out?
Well, Musa, I will not be able to accurately give a narrative in terms of those administrative procedures. But what is clear and what the institution has done so far, it has only given a mandate to a particular law firm now to launch a notice of intention to defend for now. And then should Cogstar, for instance, agree to give us legal representation, then we will terminate or withdraw the instruction to that attorney and we proceed with the one that were given by Cogstar.
So what if Cogstar does not accede in time? Maybe let's say they do so, but in a later date, what would then happen of the legal cost that would have been incurred in the process? Are you going to then pay them?
Look, what happened is that the letter has been written today and be sent to Cogstar on urgent basis. That is one.
Yeah.
Two, the reason or the rationale of us appointing the law firm just to draft the notice of intention was solely to guard against becoming late due to the time limits of us filing those papers.
Yeah. Speaker, I know that it was not maybe a scope of what I would have also liked to talk to you about, but since I have you on the call, why not? Today, I noted there was also a candidate who's been seconded by counsel in the form of the CFO. And I noted among the other candidates, there was a candidate who's been flagged in other issues, you know, was counsel briefed on the issue of the other candidates that were, potential CFOs in the form of them being appointed, because I noted that one of them is actually linked to one of the other incidences that have happened in Limpopo, because I don't want to reveal too much should that candidate maybe want to pursue legal action.
Well, what I can say, I can simply safely and disclose what counsel has resolved on. Counsel has taken a decision today to appoint Phusele Tsomelato as the CFO starting from the 1st of December. That is basically what counsel has done today.
Yeah, but I'm equally asking then, because now the names are out, I'm equally asking, what about the candidate who has been linked to VBS defrauding or that, ill-doing of the VBS? I understand that particular candidate would have then still be fielded in as a possible candidate for selection.
Well, Musa, what I can say that without getting into the nitty-gritties of the matter, I also afraid to suffer lawsuit. But what I can say is that the municipal manager has indicated and he has withdrawn or either put his decision to be reviewed of recommending that particular candidate, meaning that there were no recommendations from the MM. That is why council has taken a resolution in a form of a proposal or a motion to appoint the other candidate, which is Phusele Tsomelato.
So Phusele was not the preferred candidate by the MM. Is that how I'm getting you correctly?
Correctly so.
Yeah, very interesting. Speaker, I appreciate your time. All the best in the work you do.
Thank you very much and say thank you to the listeners at home.
Sure. Speaker of Stiftshwete Local Municipality, Thato Mathunyane, talking to us this evening.